Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First place New England Patriots, baby.
The Bills lose on national television last night.
Unreal.
The Pats are cooking. What is the state of your emotions right now for the Patriots?
Happy.
Yeah.
Really for Mr. Kraft. I went to opening game this year and had the pleasure of sitting with Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. And, you know, I know there are high hopes, and I know there's also realistic, you know, thoughts there. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're kind of going young. You know, they got rid of a lot of the veterans right before the season. Jabril Peppers, who I love, like guys like that, were just kind of sent out. And I was like, oh, wow, maybe it's more of a rebuild than we think. But the young guys are clicking.
Yeah.
And everything's kind of working. And, you know, and to see, like, to see this team coming around, I dropped Mr. Kraft. I'm not name dropping. He's just one of the nicest guys in the world. He's just one of the nicest people I've ever met. And, you know, to be able to drop him a note and hear the joy in his response, that it's starting to come together. It's really exciting.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. We're powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and tonight we are here with you for
525,600 minutes.
Not quite, but we have a four-hour show, Joe Braverman, a four-hour program.
And I gotta tell you, it feels good being up here from the top. The view is excellent.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's nice up here in the ivory tower that the Patriots and the fans have enjoyed. And been paying rent in for decades now at the top of the AFC East. Nice view up here on our high horse. I'm certainly enjoying it. What I'm not enjoying right now is the fact that it has been, I don't know, 7 or 8 months now, and this headphone jack is still screwed up here in the studio. It's unbelievable. Anyway, while this may not be working, one thing that is working is the Patriots and their offense. It was Donnie Wahlberg you just heard right there, who you may remember is Danny Regan on Boston Blue, which I don't know if you've been seeing these ads. If you're watching the games on CBS, you got to be seeing them. They're everywhere. And
every show that's ever been on CBS, I think, plays an advertisement during football.
And they're all CSI. I mean, it's just CSI shows. That's all it is.
That CSI, and the new Kathy Bates one.
Right.
Matlock.
I can't even hear you. I'm sorry. This is really, really bad.
Kathy Bates, Matlock.
Yes, right. Matlock, of course. CSI, there's a CSI in Australia now. CSI Sydney. I was like, oh, okay. I guess we're watching this. I mean, I'm not watching it, but I guess, like, in general, people are watching this. And of course, Boston Blue, the star of Boston Blue, which they're filming all over the city. Every single, I see them filming all the time. or clips of them filming. They're down there in the common. They're out in the park. I saw Mark Wahlberg filming some movie at the Garden, movie where he takes his kid to see every team in the NBA. I don't know. But the Wahlbergs, they're outside, man. They are outside in Boston. They always have been, really. But they're around. And Donnie's feeling good. Donnie, very good friend of the Kraft family, as you can see.
How about the Hollywood elite coming out for the Patriots recently? We had Damon a couple of days ago, last week, and now we got Donnie.
Yeah. All of the handsome, middle-aged Boston actors are all on the same path. We haven't heard from Affleck
yet. Just waiting for Ben Affleck.
Waiting on Affleck. And that's, I don't know, who else? I mean, there's not that many other ones. But that's they're all sounding off. They're all happy. You know Kraft's happy when you got the Wahlbergs talking about him again, talking about how proud they are to be Patriots fans and how great everything's going. That, you know, is being received very, very well over there in Foxborough. And it should be. Your Patriots are in first place. It's early in the season. Things can certainly change. But looking at the Dolphins and looking at the Jets, one thing is for sure, no matter how the standings end up going, it is going to be a two-horse race. Those two teams are not factors. Those two teams are not really going to, aside from maybe playing spoiler at some point, not going to have much of an impact on the way that the top of the AFC East falls. What I was thinking about driving in today is how the Patriots are a Ramondre Stevenson fumble or two away from being tied with the Colts for the best record in the AFC. Like, they're very close to that. Very, very close to that. You can also make the argument that they were a couple of Buffalo penalties away from being, 4-3. However you want to look at it is up to you. that's all up to you. 3-3, not 4-3. You know what I mean? But, like, it's really either way. They're in good shape right now. And in the NFL, the ball bounces certain ways, and there's nothing you can do about it. Jesus. I'm all excited over here. I just knocked over my water bottle. Because I'm also trying to hold the headphone jack in place so that I can at least hear myself. That's all I really want to be able to do is hear myself. I want to separate right now why the Patriots win, like what they're doing to win, and what they're winning in spite of. Because I feel like that is starting to get a little hazy. I feel like that whole discussion, that whole narrative, that whole line of talk has really become cloudy. And when you're good, the line kind of blurs, you know? Like, it's always, well, they're good, and so why question anything that they're doing? Why, you know, pick at little things? Why go out and nitpick when you know a team is successful? And so far, the Patriots, decide with, you know, a couple of hiccups here and there, have gotten off to a very successful start. There's no question about that. Should I just give up on trying to hear myself? I might as well. Anyway, the two things, why they win and what they win in spite of, I think are important factors to consider here as we look ahead. Because there is a Tennessee Titans team on the other side of this week here that I think you have a chance to really run up the score against and get to 5-2. And at 5-2, the way the AFC is shaping up, you're going to be in the driver's seat. The Bills are on a bye this week. You have a chance. I know that they have the tiebreaker right now because they beat them, but you have a chance to be a full half game up in the standings from the Buffalo Bills. And that, I think, holds a little bit more ground than when you're tied early on in the year, 7 games in. You're up on Buffalo, that means something. And we have to talk about Buffalo as well. We have to talk about this Buffalo team that, dare I say, is appearing to be a bit fraudulent. A little bit on the fraudulent side.
Just a little.
They scored a lot of points in those first few games. They, in the last two, have looked so insanely beatable. Josh Allen has had 2 bad games in a row, and I'm not sure I remember him having 2 bad games in a row in the last 3 years. The supporting cast around him outside of Cook at running back is insufficient, I think, is the best way to put it, especially when you're missing your top tight end. And that defense, oh, my God, that defense. Watching that safety try and tackle Bijan Robinson last night was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. Oh, it was dismal. And it was also, I think, indicative, all of these Monday night games lately, the Giants beating the Eagles, Buffalo getting beat last night by Atlanta, which I consider that to be an upset. I consider the Bears over the Commanders an upset, too. A lot of upsets in Monday Night Football. A lot of upsets in primetime this year. And you know what I think that's indicative of? Early on, anyway, and it could change. But early on, that signals to me a bit of a changing of the guard. Because you can see on any given Sunday, right? On any given Sunday, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it'd be an upset. You look at it, you say, wow, what an upset. Primetime upsets, though, and the frequency that we're seeing them in, indicates to me that there may be something going on here.
Well, then you got Patrick Mahomes last Sunday night saying, eh, not so fast.
Right, that's true. Although they did lose to Jacksonville. And was that a primetime game, the Jacksonville game? It was.
Monday night.
Yeah, it was a Monday night game. You know, so they bounced back, obviously, and had that big win over Detroit. But there's been a lot of upsets. It's another one right there, another upset on Monday night. And I think that when that happens with the frequency that you're seeing it here early in the year, normally you sort of know what you are. Like, teams come into the early parts of the season, and I feel like unless there's a big injury like with Baltimore, you kind of know what you are. And the bad teams get beat, and they, you know, if they ever get any better, they figure it out at some point in the season, or maybe they never do. But some teams start off slow and then get better, and that could still be happening with some of these teams as well. But I think all of these early upsets are indicative of something, and that could be a potential changing of the guard. And you know what? The changing of the guard in the AFC East may be in progress right now. It may be happening right now. And wouldn't that be something? To see the Buffalo Bills and their Josh Allen championship window slam on their fingers. You know, same with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson and all these teams. Teams that have been trying to get there and challenge Mahomes and the Chiefs, and I'm not saying that the Patriots and Drake May are necessarily ready to do that yet. But these other teams had their chances. And aside from Joe Burrow that one year, they failed. And now, when you let that way, it's the NFL, right? You know, the NFL windows close quick. And now there's a new window that's opening. And that's the Drake May window. And I think that when you talk about the reasons why the Patriots are winning games, Drake May is so clearly head and shoulders, you know, torso, knees, and feet above everybody else. It's not even close. Like, he's just, I mean, what he's doing and the numbers he's putting up right now and sort of the comparisons that you're seeing with him are remarkable. And his numbers are remarkable, and his throws are remarkable, and his accuracy on deep balls is remarkable. We'll go through all these numbers because they are insane. I mean, really, they're insane. His PFF grade spiked, like, big time. You're seeing what could absolutely be an early glimpse of just how dominant Drake May can be. And this is still very in the early stages of his career. Now, a guy like him, a very good athlete who can run and absorb, you know, some punishment. All of that is stuff that, you know, when you're very young, you can bounce back from a little bit easier. I understand all that. I know that quarterbacks age a certain way and all that's certainly fine. But that's all stuff you worry about 5, 6, 7 years from now. Right now, the main thing you have to worry about is making sure that Drake May does not get crushed on the blind side. That he doesn't go to the ground at a bad time and then get a late hit while he's trying to slide or something like that. I mean, that's really it. You've got to make sure you take care of him. You got to make sure he's protected. You got to make sure he knows when blitzes are coming. You got to make sure he understands when to get out of harm's way, when a play is breaking down, when he doesn't have enough time to go through his progressions and he's got to take off. All of that stuff. I mean, that's stuff that in some cases comes with experience. As we saw last year, Jacoby Brissett versus Drake May and the pocket breaking down on every play and how that all went down. You notice that. This year, it's very different. This year, the protection has been excellent. It's grading out very, very high in pass protection. If you go through all the PFF, all the advanced stats, Patriots are near the top or at the top when it comes to pass protection. And Drake May is near or at the top of many, many categories. Advanced stats, top five in a lot of traditional ones, passer rating, yards. It's all coming together right now. It's all coming together in such a way that it's almost like too perfect. You know, like, it almost seems like it's happening too fast, doesn't it? Just think about how Drake May looked in the first 3 weeks of the season. The throws he was airmailing, the happy feet in the pocket, the awkward footwork, just, you know, the not great presence of the blitz coming in, not great decision making. Things last year, remember, throw it to the tuba player. Remember that last year, he just couldn't do it. Couldn't throw the ball away, just didn't have that gear. Not that he's doing that a lot now either, but he doesn't have to. Because now he's just dropping dimes all over the field to whoever happens to be out there, whether it's Booty, whether it's Douglas, whether it's Diggs, whether it's Henry, whether it's Mac Hollins, whether it's whoever. He's been spreading the ball around. His accuracy is ridiculous. And when you talk about like accurate deep ball, like 50% on a deep ball is pretty good. If you're a quarterback and you're connecting on 50% of your deep balls, that's good. Drake May's connecting on like 82% of them. It's really like video game numbers, you know, like Madden football numbers. Not even Madden football. That's like NFL blitz numbers. You know what I mean? Or like Tecmo Bowl or something. Those are ridiculous types of numbers.
Drake May is the new Bo Jackson.
Seriously. A modern day Bo Jackson or... the other cheap, really, really cheap video game football players, Vic in 04. You weren't allowed to play with the Falcons in 04. If you played with the Falcons, you just had no class. I also felt that way about Jamal Charles on the Chiefs. You threw a screen to Charles, he's gone. There's nothing you could do about it. No way to defend it. You could triple team him. He's gone down the field. I always hated playing against Jamal Charles. So those two were the ones you couldn't. But Drake May is getting there. I mean, Drake May is putting up video game type of numbers so far. And he's not necessarily done it against great defenses. And I know you got Cleveland coming up in 2 weeks. And that'll be a real test for how good he is and how he looks in the face of pressure. Because you know there's going to be pressure. If Garrett and Graham are both playing, you know there's going to be pressure in a couple of weeks. But this week coming up here, Tennessee Titans, I was worried they were going to overlook the New Orleans Saints. I'm not worried that they're going to overlook the Tennessee Titans. I don't think you can overlook the Tennessee Titans. They're a team that is worthy of being overlooked. You overlooked them on purpose. They look like a generationally bad type of team. And I know, they got an interim head coach. The teams get a big boost from that. Not that team. I don't see it. But either way, a big reason why they're winning is because on offense, Drake May is an unfair video game player. The offensive line has been excellent. Kayshon Booty's emerging as a legitimate number two. And... Booty's a number two. And also, the defense has played very, very well. Although I thought they did take a bit of a step back against New Orleans. They held them to 19 points. I just felt like they were on their heels a lot against Spencer Rattler, which I wasn't really expecting. But all in all, you can't argue with the 19 points is 19 points in an NFL game. That's commendable. And they've been good. They were great against Buffalo. Good enough to win this last week. Closed the game down when they needed to. And that's why they've been winning. What have they been winning in spite of? They've been winning in spite of three big things, and you probably already know what they are. Number one is penalties. The Patriots lead the NFL in penalties. Penalties against. You can't simultaneously have a great culture in the locker room, which I do believe Mike Vrabel does have. I do believe that that is starting to come into form. But you can't call it a great culture when you're leading the whole league in penalties. You just can't. You can say it's a better culture. You can say that it's a culture that's certainly coming along and that they are getting better about these things. Still some dumb penalties this past week. But, you know, if you're in the middle of the pack and you're committing penalties and they come at bad times, you can live with that. When you're leading all of football in penalties, then it's a problem. And it's a problem that they have to address. Because they can get away with it, you know, here and there. They can get away with it against the Saints. They can get away with it against the Titans, probably even against Cleveland. But if you want to be a legitimate team, you got to cut that out, especially when you get down to important games or even, you know, fingers crossed, the playoffs. Penalties are a problem. Second problem is the run game. It's just, I mean, what else can you say? The two lead backs that you have in Stevenson and Henderson are down around the bottom of qualified running backs in terms of, you know, PFF rating and some of these other ratings. Stevenson, I thought, it was just kind of a bummer watching him run. He was so worried about not fumbling. He's averaging a yard and a half per carry. Like, that was tough. You're going to have to do something about that run game. You're going to have to establish the run. Otherwise, listen, as good as Drake May is, you get film on a guy like that, you start really picking up on his tendencies, what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, where he wants to roll out to, who he likes to go to, where on the field he likes to throw, all those things. Once that film starts coming in and defenses start tailoring their whole, you know, agenda around Drake May, you're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to. I know May's good enough to still score some points that way, and I think he will be, but you're going to have some sort of alternative. And right now they don't. So the running back, that in the run game in general, is something that they have to do. They have to address. They have to get better. And then there's the lack of depth. This team is very shallow. So far, it hasn't really come back to bite them. so far, injury-wise, they've been, you know, pretty charmed here through the first 6 weeks. Yes, Joe?
No, I was just going to say one injury and it all comes toppling down.
Right.
That's the thing is, like, how many times Sunday were you holding your breath when Carlton Davis went down and then Harold Landry went down? Like, they are skating on thin ice.
They are. I thought that was going to be a much bigger problem. May went down into a slide and didn't have a lot of space. And I thought, oh, no, don't even kid around with that stuff. But it's not just Drake May. You're right. Landry, you lose him on the pass rush. You lose any of those guys in the secondary, especially Gonzalez, who was questionable this week. Any of that, and all of a sudden, you're having a different conversation. And I'm not going to complain that this is all Elliott Wolf's fault or all Mike Vrabel's fault or anybody's fault. Because it takes more than one bad draft for something like this to manifest itself. It takes years of bad drafts. And the Patriots, unfortunately, had years of bad drafts, and that's why they have no depth. And sometimes, even when you have a very good coach and a very good quarterback, that's not enough to win. It just isn't. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had a 10-year stretch where they didn't win anything. You know why? Because they had a bunch of bad drafts where they drafted Brandon Merriweather and Tavon Wilson and all these other guys with high picks, and they had no depth, and then they'd get to the end of the season with their hotshot offense and couldn't beat the Giants. I mean, that's the way it went. You know, you run out of gas that way. You don't have depth, you're going to need it. And that was a decade of Bill and Brady not winning anything. And it was because they had bad drafts. That's what I believe anyway. I mean, I know there was some bad calls and things that happened, Brady's injury and, some other stuff. But that, I think, is the main principal reason why all of that went the way that it did. They had a group of bad drafts in a row, and this team is sort of suffering from that as well. So I'm not telling you that everything you're seeing with this team right now is fool's gold, because it's not. That's a legitimate quarterback that you have. That's a legitimate offensive line. I think that defense is legitimate. But you still have some things you got to fix. Still have some things you got to fix, and I think that they can do it. I think that they will. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We got your 6:30 headlines coming up here in just a moment. Bruins took their first L yesterday. We got a baseball update, and Bill Belichick with a wild press conference denying all sorts of reports down there in North Carolina. That's coming up right after Joe Braverman gets you caught up on what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trade Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Patriots are officially in first place in the AFC East following the Bills' loss last night to the Atlanta Falcons. It's the first time since 2019 that the Pats have had some possession of first place in the division. They'll be back at practice tomorrow to start their prep for their Week 7 matchup in Tennessee against the Titans this Sunday. One little minor roster note, the team is signing tight end Marshall Lang to the practice squad. Fellow tight end G. Scott Jr. and defensive back Tyron Herring have been released. One other note from the NFL, Lions safety Brian Branch has been suspended one game for his post-game altercation Sunday night with Chiefs wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight between the Dodgers and the Brewers. First pitch is at 8:08 from Milwaukee. Your pitching matchup is Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers, Freddy Peralta for the Brew Crew. LA took Game 1 last night by a final score of 2-1. The ALCS will resume in Seattle tomorrow night with the Mariners on top of the Blue Jays 2-0. The Bruins are off on a 3-game West Coast road trip beginning Thursday night in Vegas versus the Golden Knights. The Celtics wrap up their preseason tomorrow night from TD Garden against the Toronto Raptors. Their regular season will start a week from tomorrow against Philly from the Garden. And just breaking within the last hour, the Red Sox have granted the Minnesota Twins permission to interview bench coach Ramon Vasquez for their vacant managerial position. At the 99 Restaurant, $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, it's 630. Time for some headlines, and we'll get to your phone calls here at 617-779-7937. We'll get back to our Patriots conversation in a minute. I do want to react a little bit to what happened with the Buffalo Bills last night and how the AFC is starting to shape up. We'll do that next segment. But right now, let's get to some headlines and begin with your Boston Bruins, who for the first time this season took an L yesterday afternoon to a Tampa Bay Lightning team that I was expecting. I had, in the first couple of games here, just looking at the schedule, I expected that they would have trouble with the Capitals and have trouble with the Lightning and then go to Vegas and have trouble with the Golden Knights. I didn't have big expectations for the Bruins at all this year, and certainly not early on in the season to start things off. I thought it was going to be a rough start for them just by looking at their roster. And I don't necessarily mean that as an insult to the guys on the roster, but it's a lot of new faces, new guys in important roles, and when you have a defensive core of Jordan Harris and Lauri and Peak and Jokiharju and those guys, you know, like it's, those are, we all like McAvoy, we all like Zadorov, and I like Lauri. I like him as a puck-moving defenseman. I think that he has a lot of potential still and is, maybe a potential breakout guy for this season. But that's not a great defensive core. And you saw it because they scored a bunch of goals early on in the game. They beat Korpisalo, who I do have some questions about the goalie usage here with Marco Sturm, which we'll get to in a minute. But the Bruins fought back. They got within a goal and couldn't quite cross over the line in that third period, which was a shame because it was starting to look like a nice comeback. And another win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, a team that's off to a bit of a schmeh start themselves. I think that was their first win, right? So I think that would have been a nice way to kind of rubber stamp the fact that the Bruins are for real this year. Yeah, we're here. And I still think that this is a better start than I was expecting, a lot of people were expecting. I like Marco Sturm, and I like the fact that he's got these guys focused and ready to go here early on in the season, despite a lot of these new phases, despite the fact that, you got Arvidsson out there playing 16 minutes, and, Janot and Isomont and some of these other guys. Like, it's Corrales back. Like, there's a lot of names and faces here that no one's necessarily wowed by yet. Hopefully they pick up the slack a little bit, and it's not just, you know, Pastrnak and Geeky and, you know, Pavel Zaka doing all the scoring here. But there's, I think, a good Mittelstadt scored. Harris had a goal. Geeky had a second goal. There's potential here. There's certainly potential here. And I like the fact that they were down, you know, big. They were down 3-0, down 4-1, didn't quit, and stuck with it. But you can't give up a bunch of goals early on, and they're going to have to figure that out with their defense and how those deep pairings are going to work. Because right now, I think that's still very much a work in progress. As for the goalie usage, I think you're still going to see a lot more Swayman, especially if he goes out and is strong like he's been in the first couple of starts that he's had this year, certainly like he was in that Washington game. I have big plans for Swayman this year. And if Andy Hart's listening, I'm sure he is. If Andy Hart's listening, I just want to say that while you may have won the battle when it comes to our big argument about Jeremy Swayman, I can still win the war because it's an 8-year contract. And yeah, the first year of it was pretty bad. I'll concede that point quickly. But if you get 2 or 3 good years of Jeremy Swayman, then 8 years, whatever the, you know, the money, like, that's not going to look so bad, especially as these other contracts keep going up and more guys sign for more money and all the rest of it. That's not going to look so bad by comparison for Jeremy Swayman, I don't think.
Stick that plan up your poop.
Stick it up your poop. He said something the other day that I did not understand what he was saying. He called someone King of the Dig Poos. I think it was Dig, D-I-G. If it was what it sounded like, I don't think I could say it on the air, and I don't know how he was able to, but I have no idea what that
meant. Never heard that before in my life.
King of the Dig Poos, like they dig for poo? What does that mean? Who's digging for poo? And why would they have a king? Who's like the main guy who digs for the poo?
Here's the thing. You are so focused on that if you ask him tomorrow, he's going to have no idea. Like, I said that?
I texted Stiz. I was like, Stiz, what did he just say? And Stiz was like, I don't know. What do you think? I listen to the show? But, yeah, I meant to ask him about that yesterday and today. The thing is, when I get here, after they finish the show, Ted always has a read he has to do, and you don't want to upset Ted when he's mid-read. You know? It's like getting between, like, a dog and his dinner. You just don't want to do it. You don't know what's going to happen. He might lash out. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're still in the middle of headlines here, so let's get to our next one. And that would be a pretty interesting day and night in Major League Baseball, where Blake Snell was amazing. Blake Snell, that was as good as any start I've seen in the last few years. He was tremendous in that game last night. 10 strikeouts, no walks, just dominant against a Milwaukee Brewers team that had no answers for him. He went 8 innings, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts, no walks, 103 pitches. What else can you possibly want? You know, Quinn Priester, God bless him, he was out there pitching his heart out. But, you know, 1 hit through 8 innings, what are you going to do about that? And this entire game almost got overshadowed by that crazy double play. And can I just say, I got my hair cut today. I was at the barbershop. I had a big debate with my barbershop friend, some of the other guys in the shop. The ball hits the glove, right? It hits the glove. It hits the wall. It bounces off the wall and back into the glove. I thought once it hits the wall, it's it. You can't catch it then. I thought once it hits the wall, it's a dead ball. No?
I mean, we'd have
not
to go...
Not a dead ball, but, like, not you can't catch it again.
Yeah, we'd have to go to, like, the specific rule books on, like, what it actually says in the Major League Baseball.
Do you know what it says? Because I don't even... I
don't know exactly what it says, but I have that feeling of, like, if it is in play... Like, if it hits the ground, obviously, it's a hit.
Right.
And, but, like, if
but
you're,
if it
like...
hits the wall in the air, then that's not... You can't catch it off the wall.
I think the wall is like that one surrounding piece that, like, if it hits it, then it's in play.
Right. But if you hit the green monster and someone catches the ball off the green monster, they're not out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
that's... But if it hits the glove first, just listen to me. If it hits the glove first and then the wall and then back into the glove, that count, like, I always thought the wall meant that you couldn't be out then. If it touches the wall, then you have to play it off the wall.
Well, you could also use the argument of, like, if it hits a guy's glove and then goes over the fence, it's a home run. So you could use
that
argument.
Yeah, but
that
doesn't apply to this, because if it hits the glove and goes over the wall, then that's out of play and that's a home run. If it hits the glove and then hits the wall, which, by the way, I've never seen that before. I've never actually seen that happen before. So I have no idea. And I assume that they got it right, because they went and they looked at it and, you know, they went over it and everything. But I always thought that rule was, if it hits the glove first, if it hits the wall, then it's not, you can't be out then. But I guess I was wrong. I guess I was absolutely wrong about that.
Well, the thing was, it was bases loaded, so right. The out was the force at home. And then I think the runners on the Dodgers got mixed up, so the catcher just jogged to third.
And, but it was a double play, though, right?
And got that double play, which is what I'm saying. It's bases loaded, and the guy on third, who I think was Hernandez, understood that it was in play. So instead of, like, going back or whatever, he didn't tag up. And he ran after home, so all it took was the catcher standing on home plate. And then the other runners obviously got confused, which left third base open for the catcher to go just jog over.
So the catch wasn't a catch.
Right.
Him catching the ball wasn't the out.
Right.
The double play all happened in the infield.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the simplest explanation we're going to get out of this whole conversation.
Okay, so the ball hits the glove, hits the wall, back in the glove, and that wasn't an out.
Right.
All of the outs happened in the infield.
Right.
Okay.
At least to my knowledge.
Okay.
Okay. It is as confusing as it sounds.
I mean, it was an awesome play, by the way. Like, that was an awesome play. But I was confused the entire time because I was watching football, right? So I just saw the clips of it. But, yeah, the interesting night. And how about your Seattle Mariners, by the way? They are having no problems, really, with the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm surprised by that. I thought that as you went further along through this, I thought that the Mariners were going to, you know, the lights would get a little bright like they always have. I remember that back in 2001 when they had that crazy team with Ichiro and all those guys, and they won 150 games, and then they got beat by the Yankees. Like, it's, you know, with the Mariners, that's what happens. They didn't win 150 games, but you know what I mean. They won a lot of games that year, and the Yankees just, get out of here in the playoffs. Like, they weren't even there. And I sort of thought, you know, this could be a thing that happens with these Mariners, but so far they're taking care of business, and this could end up being a pretty good World Series. I think it's going to be Dodgers-Mariners. That's what it's looking like. That's what I sort of thought going into this series, and, yeah, I think that could be a good World Series. All right, next headline. And we don't have a lot of time for this one, but Bill Belichick. Addressing the rumors, addressing the reports, and getting some pretty tough questions. I heard this on Jones and Keefe today. Do we have this clip from the? Listen to the UNC reporter. Listen to the tone and tenor of this question to Bill Belichick about how things are going this year.
Last game was 28-3 after the first quarter. People clearing out after halftime. Statistically, UNC has gone from a perennial bowl contender to statistically one of the worst teams.
Stop it right there. Like, okay, is there a question? Or is gonna lay out everything I suck at? Keep going.
Right now, and people in this building are upset. Fans are upset. The people that brought you here stuck their necks out to bring you here. I mean, can you acknowledge, you're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, hold on a second before we get to the answer. What a question. What a tremendous question. I'm surprised he got the whole question out. I would have thought Bill would just, you know, jump in at some point and, you know, start answering it.
I don't know who the reporter is, but it could be just like a one-time guy who got one appointment or one press pass for today. And it's like, here's my moment. I'm not going to blow it.
I thought it was a great question, and I would not at all be surprised, whoever that fellow was, if Jordan has already put in a request with whoever's in charge of communications over there. Don't let that guy ask any more questions. I guarantee you. Someone had something to say about that question. What a question. You're telling me you think this is going well? Keith and Jones, anytime a question starts with "you're telling me," you know it's going to be a tough one. And that was a tough one. Here's Bill's answer.
You're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. It's a learning curve. We're all in it together, but we're making a lot of progress. And the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce, like they have everywhere else I've been. So I'm very confident in that. Players are working hard. They're getting better. And we're going to continue to do that and improve.
Everywhere else you've been, huh? Interesting. Yeah. I heard that they were also mentioning how in Cleveland things were bad. He did have that one good season in Cleveland. But all in all, it was not a great experience, I wouldn't say. And, things were great in New England until they weren't, and then they really weren't. And now you're seeing head coaches getting fired and Bill's name, you know, not even in the Penn State, Tennessee, all those things. You're not going to hear about Bill Belichick. It's just it's over. You know, it's over. Whatever happens at the end here with UNC, that's going to be it. It'll be over.
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
It doesn't matter. All right, there you go. There's your 630 headline. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We ran a little over there, so we'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And Hamlin finds something in the end zone. That would be the first option. Scrambles and ball batted down and intercepted. Off the deflection. The interception is made by Malone, who steps in there and makes a game-clinching pick. And Atlanta is going to knock off the Buffalo Bills.
Are the Buffalo Bills what we thought they were? Because right now I'm looking at them last night, and I'm looking at some of the questions that you just brought up about their defense, all right? Yeah. I'm looking at the New England Patriots, the way Drake May and them playing. I'm like, this, they got a shot to win this division.
Oh, yeah.
It's becoming very interesting now.
Very interesting indeed. Stephen A. It's Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. I was watching that game like a hawk last night. Also watching as I lost all 4 bets that I placed on that game, including Buffalo to cover 3.5, over 48.5, a Keon Coleman touchdown, and a Kyle Pitts touchdown.
I was very intent on that game, too. I had on my fantasy squad Drake London, thank you.
Good game.
And Khalil Shakir
going
up against Roma Dunze, down 20 points, squeaked away with the win.
Attaboy. Nice work.
Back to first place, baby.
I had a poor, poor gambling day, I will say, my Monday night. Monday night, the whole reason they have Monday night football in the first place is you get to try and win all your money back that you lost on Sunday. For me, it went the opposite way. Went the complete opposite way, as I did not have good luck with that one. But neither did the Buffalo Bills. I was expecting that to be a, I don't know, what's the word, like a statement game or a rebound game maybe for Josh Allen. I was
expecting him
to show everybody, hey, all right, Atlanta, you know, you may be good at home, but we're going to come in here and I'm going to show you who I am and who we are, and we're going to score a ton of points and there's nothing you can do about it. And instead, the Atlanta Falcons kind of put Allen and that Bills team right in their place, and that was on the road. Now, the Patriots, more impressive doing it in Buffalo, I think. But I thought Michael Penix and Bijan Robinson and Drake London had a great game, and, you know, you just... Even Algier, the backup running back they have there, scored that first touchdown. They were operating at a high level, and I felt like Allen didn't have a chance. I felt like Allen, at the end of that game, I didn't have any expectation that they were going to go down the field and score that touchdown. I, you know, even though they had to score and then you know, do an onside kick. It was like they're dead in the water. They look dead in the water. And I haven't seen the Bills look dead in the water like that in a while. You know, maybe in the playoffs against Mahomes, but even those games weren't blowouts. I don't remember Allen and the Bills looking like this recently. And they've so far been sketchy. They're sketchy. The Chiefs are sketchy. The Eagles are sketchy. Even the good teams right now, like the Colts, I consider the Colts to be a sketchy team. Colts are 5-1. Does anyone believe that they're going to be the number one team in the AFC this year? I certainly don't.
Is there any team in the NFL that's not sketchy in your eyes? Detroit?
I don't know. Detroit looked a little sketchy against Kansas City there. I'll say that. Who's the least sketchy team in the league right now? It's a good question. Not the Chargers. Chargers are looking sketchy. Might be Tampa. Is Tampa the least sketchy team in the league right now? They're at the top of every single one of these power rankings. Tampa Bay, number one, almost every single one of them. And the Patriots have moved up a little bit, too. 617, we'll get to that in a minute. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones, starting with Matt in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, Arjan? I called in the past, but just real quick, on the Mariners, I know MVP regular season, but I'm really hoping Cal Raleigh gets that MVP. I mean, he played, you know, 60-125, played in 159 games, mostly a catcher, some at DH. And, you know, you got to think, like, what if that trade went through with Tristan Casas? You know, they wanted to get Brian Woo. Obviously, Seattle has a bunch of pitching. They didn't want to get rid of him, but, man, that would have been great. But anyway, yeah, you also mentioned when Drake May went into that slide. You always hold your breath. There's some surfaces in the NFL that just, and that's one of them. The Superdome,
yeah.
You know, MetLife. Those surfaces, they're sketchy. But you also said, you know, which is a great question on why they're winning these games. So I got this for you as far as their roster. You know, you seen all that money they're going to give Chris Godwin, and he got six catches for 52 yards this year. He's hurt again. Instead, you get Diggs. I mean, I think that's a huge turn of events right there. It's on all levels. So there you go. Thanks, Arjan.
All right, Matt. Thanks. Yeah, you're right. The Godwin, not going after Godwin. It wasn't that they didn't go after Godwin. Godwin spurned them to take less money to stay in Tampa Bay. And listen, it's not like that's hurt Tampa Bay or anything, but you could say that if they had gone that way instead of going with Steph Diggs, that this Drake May leap that you're seeing may not have gone the same way. If Godwin wasn't available or he wasn't out there, you know, giving you 250 yards in two consecutive games, like combined in two consecutive games, like Diggs did, like, yeah, that just could all be very different. Absolutely. I'd agree with you there. I hadn't really thought about Chris Godwin that much. You know, you start thinking about him, you think about Calvin Ridley, some of these other guys who had a chance to come and sign here and decided not to for whatever reason. They didn't like the climate. The girlfriend wanted to live in Tennessee, whatever the hell that was. That line that Robert Kraft, that lie he gave us. It wasn't finance. Yes, it was. And only rich guys say finance. Godwin was a little bit different. Godwin coming off the injury, and you could make the argument about, you know, taxes in Florida and all that other stuff, I guess, if you want to. I think the Patriots cleared him, though. It was like an extra $10 million, I think, per year they were going to pay him, which is a lot. And he said no, wanted to stay in Tampa, and I think that worked out great. Worked out great for the Patriots, absolutely. 617-779-7937. Steve in Fall River. Steve, where you been?
I've been listening. I've been telling you people that this guy's done, Mr. Belichick. Mm-hmm. He's a real beaut. He thinks people just forget. Oh, everywhere he's been. No, not everywhere he's been. He was in Cleveland.
Yep.
He was fired. He was a disaster. He can only say, when I had Tom Brady, things were good, even though I cost Tom two Super Bowls in 06 and 07 because I'm an idiot. And that's it. And I'm below 500 after that. You still have people on the radio. Oh, if he goes 8-4 this year, the NFL is going to call him. Nobody's calling this guy. He can't even get it. When he's done here, he'll never have a job. Oh, maybe he'll start over as a D coordinator. They were saying this a couple of days ago. It's complete lunacy. Now, I think you know I've been on that one forever.
You have. For
And he's not getting better. And he keeps leaning into his past.
Not getting better, Steve. It is a full-on disaster. Not getting better. I mean, he couldn't get any worse right now.
He leans into his past, but you have to put the biggest asterisk, the second largest thing in the solar system besides our sun is the asterisk near this guy's whole career when I had Tom Brady.
Well,
that's it. Otherwise, he's a nothing.
Okay.
And he's not the best of all time.
Okay.
He has the most Super Bowl. He's not, Christian. You can't be below 500 without Tom Brady.
He played Brady for 20 years, Steve. I mean, come on. You know, a lot of these coaches, they end up winning with good quarterbacks. Not all of them, but most of them.
Christian, he's got 14 seasons now with the college game, and he's below 500. He's 1-1 in the playoffs in the NFL. The guy they want to bring back to New York with Mark Sanchez won 4 playoff games.
Yes, okay, thanks, Steve. I got to let you go. We're up against the clock. He said he had something on Bregman, though, which didn't have time. I gave you 2 minutes on Belichick. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Yeah, I mean, you sort of run out of ways to call it a mess in North Carolina. But then Bill comes out with a press conference and he finds new verbs. new adjectives, new nouns, new pronouns, all that stuff. It's the gift that keeps on giving right now these days in a very different way. One thing you can say about Bill Belichick, no matter where he goes, keeps it interesting. He does.
You're telling me that you believe this process is working?
100%. 100%, he says. Didn't even blink. Okay. That's 100%. I hate to see like 50%. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Drake May has been ridiculous. The advanced stats are all out right now, PFF, etc. We'll get to exactly what he's doing and how well he's doing it in just a moment. And at 7:30, we'll talk with Chris Price about that, about the offense, about what the team is winning in spite of, and what to expect here as the schedule starts to get a little bit tougher, not this week, but in the weeks after that. And, of course, your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It's the Christian Arcan Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.